what's going on? It's the showdown hoedown. Sorry, I gotta get. They just blew the horn. I was like, I gotta go, and I wasn't even ready. But I said, fuck it, we'll do it live. Although this is recorded, deal with it. What's up, new guy? I'm the Degenerate 75. I'm a high limit DFS player who is here to help you get better at PGA DFS, specifically showdown, because that's where the biggest edge is. Because people are fucking morons and don't know how to play the game. And so you should hang around and check it out, right? And here's my schedule. See, let me point at my schedule up here. Yeah, right there. I do the live stream every Wednesday, 7 p.m., Lord's time zone. Of course, you're here for Friday night, round three showdown, which is weird because round three isn't even happening yet. We still got to finish round two, but we're going to do the best we can, Bob. And then, of course, round four showdown will be out tomorrow. Hopefully, they finish round three tomorrow and it'll just be a normal showdown hoedown. And I'm telling you, be looking out for this baby right here. The Sunday tilt's coming next Sunday for the Genesis and Tigers playing. We got Tiger Woods. I'm fucking pumped, big guy. So let's get going. Make sure you hang around to the end. I will give you some guys who play really well at round three scoring. A little treat to keep you till the end. But also, I'll be sharing some prize picks, which has been the easiest fucking money ever. Those guys do not understand that wind blows and it causes golf scores to change. Dumbasses. All right, let's look a little bit. I'm over here at Cut Sweats. By the way, Cut Sweats is the coolest site out there. Go use my code, Degenerate75, and it will get you half off the first month. As you can see, the 6 of 6 rate, it just went up because I think some chalk donkeys just crossed the cut number, which right now is sitting at plus 1. You can see it's anywhere from about 5 to 8% depending on the tournament. You can go over here and look at all my contests. You can see, depending on the contest, I'm somewhere, you know, around like, I don't know, 10 to 100% depending on what contest it is. A little better than field average on most of them. I got some nice sweats going, but really, it's just all about showdown. Got some great showdown lineups going. But we'll hop on that in a minute. And then what'll be cool is he's going to start putting up all the showdown sims so you can see how good your lineups are and if they're live to win real money, which I know mine are live to win some real money, especially if Sungjae decides to fuck off. Hey, just missed a birdie putt. That doesn't piss me off. Hope those winds fucking blow him right off the course, although he's a little chubby. He probably won't go anywhere. All right, let's talk about how the course played today. As you can see, the course is, well, overall, it is playing a little over half a stroke under par. And I basically told everybody that would listen, hey, go play all the morning guys, right? And a lot of people are being like, oh, look, the afternoon guys had the easier of the course, so now you're wrong. Wait until tomorrow morning, dipshit. You might be eating those words come tomorrow morning. Okay, the whole reason that I decided to go all AM guys today was very simple. I didn't want them to have anything to do with fucking Saturday, okay? Now, I was counting on a little frost to come this morning and delay the round even more, so they would have been playing the majority of their round Saturday, but it still looks like most of them are going to have to play, 5 to 8 holes Saturday morning, and it looks like it could be a brutal. So, good luck to those guys. We'll see. Let's just talk about the contest, which, by the way, if you don't know, the contests today are still going on. Got some great sweats. My baby right here, which is probably the only good contest to play in tomorrow, is the 18 max $10. My dude Droid won it Saturday for round three. My dude KP has won it Sunday. These guys are all on my Discord. And right now, DePeach is winning it for this one. So we're going for three in a row from my Discord winning my tournament. I think I'm in the top 10 in this one. And then the other decent one for tomorrow is the $5. And here's the problem. Today it was $30,000. Tomorrow it's only $25,000, and it's simple. Fucking DK has the interns over there working, and they don't push the tournament back. Even though round two, the PGA said round two starts at 9 local time. They just kept lock at 7:15. So a lot of their contests overlaid, and they're like, "Oh, contest overlaid. People don't want to play." No, dumbasses. It's because you didn't wait until the real lock, which should have been at 9 o'clock. So now they shrink all the contests, and we get punished because they got the fucking interns working the sticks. Jesus Christ. Sorry, shouldn't take the Lord's name in vain. I apologize, Mom. So, this one right here, this is the tournament today that I actually have four. Whistles was tracking me down quick with fucking Sungjae M playing like course record golf. But last I looked, I was first and I had four lineups in the top 8 or top 9 or something like that. So, I may win this one today. Probably not because Sungjae is fucking incredible, which is weird because I want him to do well in my week long. But can you just fuck off for these last 6 holes, Sungjae? I'd like to take down four top 9s or whatever the hell it is. So for tomorrow, definitely be checking out this tournament. Check out the $18 10 max. Today, I mean, it's the same as tomorrow. It's a third of the money. And the big $20 right here, it just sucks. I hate when they do a third of the money. I didn't play in it today. I'm probably not going to play in it tomorrow because, look, if I was in first place, let's say Whistles passes me in that other one. I go from 5,000, I drop to second place, I get 2,500. Damn, I lost 2,500 bucks. Now let's say that I would have put that lineup in the $20. And trust me, I can afford to play in the $20. And I could have put that lineup in there. And I would have been first place, $50,000. Or maybe he also passes me in that one. And now instead of dropping 2,500, I drop 35,000. Fuck that. I don't like it. That is not a good sustainable payout structure. I don't want to play in those tournaments. And every time I put a lineup in those, I'm casting a vote to DraftKings that I support these kind of tournaments. And I don't. So I'm not going to play in it. I'll just go play in some other ones. I'll go play in the $5.55. I'll go max out the $5. I'll go play in the $10 18 max. I'm not going to play in tournaments where a third of the money goes to first. If you want to, go ahead. But just know, in the long term, pros are going to kick your ass in these where they can max enter it and they get all the leverage. Don't do it. You're going to go throw your three lineups in here and just burn 60 bucks tomorrow. You've been so much better putting six lineups in the 18 max. Would have been such a better use of your money. But you do whatever the hell you want, dude. All right, let's talk about what really is going to matter and the basis of why I didn't play anybody today. This is the wind. I don't want to brag. I bought the yearly package to Wyndi.com. Am I a rich man? No, but I'm well off. We'll just say I'm well off, okay? I can afford $18 a year. And as you can see, there's six different towers. Projections? I still don't know what they are. I got some meteorological nerds that are like, oh, those are towers. Everybody's got their kink, okay? Mine's ownership. Some people got grass, and I guess some people got wind, all right? So what you need to know is four of the six towers are saying that it is going to be blowing like hell tomorrow, okay? And this is probably why if you look at different sites, you might be getting different wind projections because they're all using different models. But it does seem clear that at least four of the six are saying it's going to be blowing real good tomorrow morning. And even one of those two that says it's not still has it at pretty moderate. Really only one is saying that tomorrow morning won't be bad. GFS for G fucking shit. I don't know what that stands for. So I'm counting on it to be windy tomorrow. If you go over here to Windfinder, which is everybody's got, you know, it's like the noob wind looker. It is, I mean, they're just saying it's going to be blowing them off the course tomorrow morning. Plus, it's going to be cold. Plus, the course will have not had time to warm up. And if you didn't notice, the course seems to be the most playable from around noon to about 4 o'clock local time. That seems to be the Goldilocks zone to really get after the course. When it's warmed up, the morning winds have died down. That seems to be the time you want to get out there. And all those guys finishing their second round tomorrow, good freaking luck. Okay, and why does this matter to us? Because right now that cut, it says that it's going to be even. It's saying 51% it's going to be even. I would bet you good money. If you want to give me 50-50, I'll bet you any amount of money you want. Look, and you even have the edge, right? Because it says 51%. I'll take that it's going to be plus one, which is only 48%, right? So just slip into those DMs if you want to take that bet, because I don't want to guarantee it, but I feel very confident that the cut is going to be plus one tomorrow, which is great, because last time I looked, some of my most important guys are just sitting right there on the cut line. Norin, Slapdick Mitchell. I swear to God, if I play Donkey Chalk and he misses the cut, I'm going to kick myself in the nuts. Aaron Wise. I got so many dudes. Andrew Putnam, all just sitting right there on that line that would probably kill some nice 6 of 6 lineups that I'd rather not have happen. So I want it to be plus one. So maybe I'm thinking with my heart instead of my brain. But if those winds show up, these guys are going to be bogeying at home. The last few holes on each side are not the easiest. I mean, 17's not hard, but when the wind blows, that could change very quickly. 8, 9 are not easy. 7's not easy. So there's going to be a lot of bogeys coming home for these guys. And more than anything, there's just not a lot of birdies coming home. 16 is not a birdie hole. 17 in the wind is probably a minor birdie hole. But other than that, there's just not a lot of birdie holes coming home. So I don't see a lot of guys jumping that line up. If anything, I see guys moonwalking it backwards and making the line more likely to be plus one. So the real answer to this is you're going to have to fucking be up. You're going to have to be monitoring this, because if the line does end up at plus one, all those guys at plus one tomorrow are going to be the nuts at showdown, because nobody's going to play them. Everybody be like, well, I made my lineups last night and I couldn't risk putting them in there. Okay, well, that's what you get for making your lineups like the night before. You'll need to be up in the morning. You'll need to be monitoring what the cut is and who it is, okay? That's the biggest edge. More than any fucking picks, any more than my top four picks, anything more important is just get the guys that are going to be low owned. And those guys that are plus one, especially if it's somebody like a Fleetwood or a Decky or a Morikawa, somebody who can really light a course on fire, you will get them at under 1% tomorrow if they make the cut on the number, and we don't know the cut until right up before lock. Okay, because what they're going to do is they're going to go finish the round. I assume they'll take a 30-minute break, and they'll throw them out in threes off 1 and 10, and they're going to get the third round done tomorrow. They got to, because they don't want to be running up against the Super Bowl on Sunday or carrying over to Monday. Just to finish looking at the weather, we are adults. We look at more than one side around here. You can see this one. They seem to say that we're going to have some pretty moderate winds tomorrow, but they don't think there's going to be much in the morning. So whatever, willy weather. I choose not to believe you. And then the Weather Channel, I have heard that they do questionable wind and apparently really long loading times is what they do over there at the Weather Channel. And so, you know what? Fuck these guys. We're moving on. You want to know how I made all those lineups? Last night I went and made, look, I literally think I still have it up right here. Did my whole computer just freeze? It looks like it did. Sweet. So we're just going to keep recording. This is the Solver. It's the best optimizer out there. For $25 a month, you go use my landing page, which is right here, right? And you see it? For $25 a month, it will come loaded with all of my projections, all my ownership. You can still see I still have all the round two up. Look, it says DGen 75 up there. I went and made my 59 lineups last night, and I went and set them, and boom, I have lineups for this. And now I might win a GPP today. If probably worst case scenario, I'll finish with four in the top 10, which, you know, a wise man once said, ain't bad, bub. Ain't bad. So that's what you do. That's how you make it. Best optimizer out there. If you're making more than 20 lineups a week, I honestly don't know how you live without an optimizer. For $25 a month, for how good this is, it is laughable. Make sure to use my landing page, which will be in the description of this video. It will get you on there. It will get you my projections, my ownership, and the Solver's optimizer, which is the nuts. All right, let's talk a little bit of strategy here, okay? Should I even risk hitting refresh? We're gonna risk it. We're gonna hit refresh live on the air. We're playing with fire right now. All right. Oh, look at Jonathan Vegas up to -6. That's good for the week long. I loved me some Johatten Vegas this week. All right. Things I would be checking out. Well, first of all, I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you the secret. If the cut is +1, which right now all it takes is two more guys to move this cut, right? But if it's going to play tough tomorrow morning, I don't think that's very likely to happen. So some guys, like, let's just take guys for instance. If the cut is +1, a dude like Noren, Putnam, Chris Kirk, Aaron Wise, well, Corey Connors is still playing, but these guys that are already done, those are guys that I would be looking at their stats. And like, here's a perfect example. Luke List is ball striking the shit out of it and putting like an asshole. And I know what you're saying, smart ass. Luke List always ball strikes it and putts like an asshole. That's true. But sometimes he doesn't putt like an asshole and his ball striking tends to be consistent. At least when he's ball striking, it tends to be consistent. So like Luke List, if he just doesn't putt like an asshole tomorrow, just putts just neutral, you're probably looking at a round of 3 or 4 under tomorrow. Plus he'll be under 1% own because nobody's going to play him because he's going to be at +1. These are the ways that you can get some super, super sneaky picks that no one's going to be on. Look at David Lipsky just backdooring the cut, ball striking the hell out of it, putting like an asshole. He's going to be at +1. Not a soul is going to play him because he's right on that cut. And a lot of people think the cut's going to be even because they're going to make their lineups tonight and not realize that, you know, like there's still what? Probably most of these guys have 6 or 7 holes of golf to play in the morning. So that's just a great sneaky way to go find some guys right there. The next thing you always want to do is you want to look at who just had monster rounds today, right? Scottie Scheffler, Sung Jae-im, those are top elite golfers, okay? They can definitely go have a ceiling round back-to-back, especially Scheffler. That guy fucking, he gets nuclear. But when you see guys, and same with Rom, Tom Kim, right? But when I see guys like Jonathan Vegas, Dylan Fratelli, Ricky Fowler, Wyndham Clark, Sam Ryder, Adam Shank, Matt Kuchar, Ryan Palmer, who is in my lineup that might win the GPP today, Danny Lee. When you see guys like that, you should be thinking, what are the chances? Like these guys have probably 90 percentile outcomes today. What are the chances that they're going to have 90 percentile outcomes tomorrow? Well, I would say probably 1 in 10. That's not connected to how they played today. So there's a 1 in 10 chance that they're going to match today's productivity. But you are going to be playing them at elevated ownership simply because everybody's going to say, oh, they play good today, they'll play good tomorrow, which is the stupidest way of thinking about showdown golf, right? So you could go play Ryan Palmer, and he'll, I would guess, probably be somewhere like in the 10 to 15% ownership range tomorrow, right? Or somebody down here who is going to be like the exact same ownership as him, or no, excuse me, the exact same salary as him is going to be somebody like, let's just say our boy Chris Kirk. And Chris Kirk will probably be, I would guess, something like 3% owned tomorrow. So he'll be 1/5 the ownership, maybe 1/10 the ownership, depending on, you know, where Chris Kirk comes in. And he is the exact same, actually, he's a better player than Ryan Palmer. And you're going to get him at discounted ownership, and he's a better player. What the fuck are we doing? What are we doing? How is this even a decision? Okay, like you're getting one golfer. It's like today I had a 1v1, and I basically, it's Justin Thomas versus Sung Jae-im. Justin Thomas is in the perceived good wave. Sung Jae's in the bad wave. And you know what? I might lose, but that doesn't matter. It's like getting it in all in with aces. You just got to do it. And even if you lose, that doesn't mean it was a bad play. It just means like, fucking variants caught up to you today. Deal with it. That's the game we play, brother. From there, I would be looking at some guys that tore it up with approach. Once again, these numbers will update as you notice that they are not completely done with round two yet. So some guys that just absolutely roasted it today, Kurt Kitayama, of course, Scotty Scheffler. But here's what I really want to see. I want to see guys that like maybe did it but didn't tear up the course. Like Alex Noren had great approach today but really killed himself off the tee. So like if he's just not an asshole off the tee tomorrow, could be a nuts play. And he's another one of those sneaky guys that made the cut on the number. Assuming the cut is plus one, there is a chance it'll be even. Okay, just something you're going to have to monitor. If you want to set your lineups tonight and forget about it, well, then you probably shouldn't play the plus one guys because there is a chance it is going to be even. From there, who are some other guys? Oh, my God, Tom Hoagie. What are we doing, bro? Oh, he missed the cut anyways. Golly, look at that putting. He putted like me. Anybody else? The next one. Did anybody just murder themselves off the tee today that actually made the cut? That's the key, that actually made the cut. Ryan Moore, my God. Ryan Moore made the cut. I played a lot of him in Showdown today. I guess I played Ryan Moore for the putter. Yeah, right. Let's see. Anybody else that made the cut that killed them? Seamus Power. I thought Seamus was good off the tee. What the hell did he do today? Seamus Power would be like a perfect candidate that nobody is going to play tomorrow. And if he just doesn't hit it like an asshole off the tee, he shoots a minus three today, right? These are the kind of guys I'm talking about. The next one, I'm going to go see. Did anybody kill themselves around the green today? But make sure. We're only looking at guys that made the cut. Siwoo was horrific around the greens, but he also putted like a champion. So take that with a grain of salt. Chesson Hadley. I don't know if I want to play Chesson Hadley, though. Well, we already talked about old slapdick Ryan Moore. Anybody else? Nate Lashley, good ball striking, horrific around the greens. That could be a sneaky one. At minus one, ain't nobody going to play nasty Nate tomorrow. All right. And then from there, I want to see guys that, especially good players, any good players that spun their wheels today. Jason Day, I can't believe I'm saying this. He's a good player. He spun his wheels today. Bounce back city. Okay. Who are some other good players that maybe spun their wheels a bit today? Scott Stallings. He's an above average player. Okay, I don't know if I want to call him good. Let's pump the brakes. It's Scott Stallings. I do love you, Scott. Our 5-year anniversary is next week. Love you, big guy. I know you're watching. Keegan Bradley, perfect bounce back candidate for tomorrow. Okay, Chesson Hadley is not a good bounce back candidate. Remember, we're looking for good players here. Anybody else? Any big names? Tigala would be a good bounce back candidate. Mañana. Those are the kind of guys. Guys that just, you know, maybe shot a minus one or, you know, even today, but they're good players and they just didn't play to their ceiling. Their ceiling is a lot higher than other players. Those are some things I'm going to be looking at. The other thing I'm going to be doing is I'm going to get my old bitch ass up in the morning and I'm going to be watching the end of the round so I can monitor the cut. I'm going to be having all of my solver uploaded, ready to go, where I can go make my lineups quickly and get them uploaded because I'm telling you, by the time round two ends, I'll probably be, I'm guessing at most, 30 minutes before they turn around and start round three. Okay, so it's going to be a quick turnaround where you're going to need to get that in, and we don't even want to deal with the chaos of fucking slapdick DraftKings making sure that they get lineups locked time correctly, okay? So there's that. You want to know some guys that are really good round three scores and a couple price picks? Well, first, let me tell you about a couple things. This is my website. It is called dgen75.com. It is the best community out there. You probably see my little symbol flying at the top of leaderboards. And what you don't know is there's about another 100 people that play that don't even fly my symbol. So when you see that up at the top of the leaderboards, that's all just my community. We are all on the same team. It is a positive, fun, non-toxic piece of shit community. basically, it's the opposite of Twitter. So it's great. You should come check it out. No picks over there. I'm going to be like, here's my top four plays this week, brother. We don't do that shit. But there is strategy over there. I do special content for them, and I give them the most important tool that you'll ever use at Showdown called the Rosetta Stone, which has every possible important thing you would need to look at to make good decisions for round four. I know you're not a round three Showdown. I know you're not going to be up all night like me being like, ooh, look at who's got good approach. So how about I just put it all in a place where you can reference it and know everything you need to know, from sleepers to pivots to leverage to cash to high upside guys to ownership, to which time they tee off, to how they did last round, approach percentage, short game regression, bad round regression, who's historically a good round three player, their price relationship, oh yeah, and just their stats if you don't want to go over to Data Golf. All right here. Go check it out. It's on my website. It grows every day. Or don't. We're going to be fine with or without you, brother. As Bob Stoops told Adrian Peterson when he recruited him, we're going to win with or without you, brother. And he committed to OU. Great story. Okay. Hey, shut up, me. Shut up, me. Go give me a like and a follow. If you don't know, I'm independent as fuck. The brand is growing. The largest live stream, the largest Wednesday live stream for BGA DFS, two of the last 3 weeks, we're growing. Drop a like and a sub and tell a friend about me, because YouTube refuses to share my shit for whatever reason. So do that for me. Go give me a follow on Twitter. You can always reach out to me and DM me. I'll always give you a thoughtful response. I'll never blow you off. That is not my style. Here are those four guys that are really good round three scorers. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Tommy Fleetwood, Keegan Bradley, Taylor Moore are all top 10 scorers that are all fairly priced. Yes, John Rahm is a good round three scorer. It's John Rahm. Of course he's a good round three scorer. He's a good every round scorer, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Lastly, at Prize Picks, here's what I'm doing. I think that this course, especially the guys going out early tomorrow, are going to be brutalized. I would probably be taking a lot of overs on strokes and unders on birdies, especially if you're watching golf in the morning and you see that the wind predictions of the heavy winds come in. If you're watching, it's like, hey, this ain't very bad. These guys are still roasting this course. I'd go the exact opposite, okay, because it's only going to get easier throughout the day, okay, as the winds are going to die down in the afternoon. That seems to be a consensus among everything. So I'm watching golf in the morning at the end of round two, and I am determining, is this course playing easier or harder? If it's playing harder, especially if it's playing really hard, like they're struggling to make pars, I'm going and I'm grabbing every under on the birdies. I'm grabbing every over I can, especially on marginal players on the strokes. Okay. If I see that, man, they're still getting after this course or it's still playing about the same it did today, I would do the exact opposite. I'd take over on birdies and I would take unders on strokes, because the course will only get easier as they get out there in round three later into the afternoon. I think they'll roast the course if they're not struggling Saturday morning. So that would be my advice to you, is watch in the morning. I think that's it, fellas. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you hanging out. I appreciate you watching. I hope you win. Hell, I hope I win. I hope to see my flag flying up there, even though I don't even fly my own flag. Fucking weird, but I do fly the hat, which is good enough. I hope you've enjoyed this show, but most of all, I hope you enjoy this outro.